back, man. We back, little hiatus.
This
but we
is
back.
My story. Came from that St. Louis dirt. This all right.
What's going on, man?
Man, nothing, man. Just you know, we kicking it, man. You know,
we back. Man.
We are back.
People been hitting us up like, when y'all coming back, man? When
for real?
Yeah, we
appreciate. We
entitled, man. We did 100 episodes in a row.
You're right, and we appreciate everybody. But yeah, we are back, and hey, we appreciate y'all, man. That's what it's about.
Yeah, man. People been tweeting about that. The retelling of the Webster story.
Oh,
it's even been a second time. People was like, it was even better.
Yeah, man.
Because you put more like of a scenario with it. Like you was like, man, I was chilling in the corner and everything. I was having a drink.
Oh yeah, that's how it went down, man. Shout out to Emmanuel Lewis, man, for being heavy.
Hey, his chick bad too.
For real.
I googled just Emmanuel Lewis girlfriend. I just do that with like people, some just to see how they chick look. Mm. She was bad though.
Damn. Well, that's good.
I was like, damn, all right.
That's good.
I ain't mad at you. But, man, do you hear about that R. Kelly thing, though, dog?
Dude, was it in Alabama?
Alabama, man.
You talking about with the lookalike? Or
lookalike.
The,
and the lip sync.
I saw the footage. Even now, the footage I saw, it was from a camera phone or some shit like that. And the dude that was on stage was blatantly not R. Kelly. You know what I'm saying? I want to say this dude was trying his best to cover his hope. He had on a hat. And actually, you could probably bring it up on here. He had on like a hat, sunglasses, a hoodie, and had the mic super close to his face so you couldn't see who he was. But he was like lip singing a song.
How
like,
many songs did he do?
They said he did like two songs.
And dipped off the stage?
Walked clean off. And some people bought tickets for $125. And the dude who threw the event, I saw the post they put on his Facebook page. And what he said was that he was duped and, you know, that people can get their money back. That's what he said. But you know some people ain't getting any money back.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Everybody ain't getting any money back. Only cats just finna whoop his ass.
That's it. That's it. Because you know he came up. Dude, they paying $125
and
a ticket.
Was it a theater? Like a...
It looked like a huge venue, dude.
It had 2,000 or 3,000 people in there probably?
I don't know if it was that many. I can rough estimate, I'll maybe say like 500. I don't even know if that's correct. But just from what I could see, I would say like maybe 500 or more. But
damn.
Yeah, man. There was a lot of people there. And then, hey, I was like, man, you know, somebody probably had to be sitting in the front row like, oh, fuck no.
I paid $115 for this shit?
Yeah, that is not R. Kelly.
Did you know R. Kelly come out with a full stage thing with props and shit, and he telling stories and shit and running up staircases and shit?
Think about this, though. Think about, like, dude come out and perform. Like, R. Kelly usually talk like you say he'll talk.
Yeah.
This dude probably didn't say nothing. They probably just press play on the song.
Press play on a song where he talk on it.
Yeah. He just put the mic up close to his face and just move like he talking with the song.
But what if it was like a live album he had though, and it was like, "How you doing, Seattle?"
Motherfucker, this Alabama.
Oh man, dude! I wonder how many people almost got his ass. Well, I'm sure he almost got his ass.
They said he left off stage. Like I'm sure. Look. Nobody
people probably was in shock though. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, think about it. He get off stage and then just take his clothes off, be regular. Don't nobody know who he was. He can come out too. Like, man, what I'm saying? That what I don't know. That no.
I would go get my popcorn and shit.
Right.
And he light skinned too, probably. Yeah. Matter of fact, you kind of look like the dude that was on stage.
No, I don't.
Go ask the dude at the concession stand. Ask him if I was there.
Dude, you gotta be bold.
I think how many times people didn't do that, the same kind of thing, but are say an artist gonna be there and they don't show, and they're not there at all.
Yeah,
and just give people money to dip out.
But I'm saying, like, when somebody do that, when somebody does that, like, what, like, do you think these are people who have been fans of this person forever?
What is your exit plan though, as a promoter or the person though? My thing is like, ain't you scared that people gonna whoop your ass if they see you out?
Nigga, I just had you probably had some cyanide. Dust shootout and just poison everybody, so can't nobody be witnesses
or
nothing.
Or like MIB with the little thing, no, like yeah, everybody.
Yeah.
Damn, man. Huh? Oh, they got the video. Hold on.
Now, many concert goers
at the Monroe Civic Center last night were expecting to hear R. Kelly in concert. They tell our Jeremy Pierre that not only was it not a concert, but are now questioning the entire performance.
Fans from the South bought tickets for last night's event at the Monroe Civic Center. Flyers called it a birthday extravaganza, but ticket holders expected something else.
Advertisement online through Ticketmaster stated that it was a said all-black affair. R. Kelly performing live, which did not happen last night.
This concert goer, who chooses to remain anonymous, says that it was not a concert like she expected. She and others on Facebook are now questioning the performance.
It was an impersonator on stage impersonating R. Kelly that may have sung every bit of 4 minutes, not even a complete five, and he did not even sing. He lip sung.
She sent us this footage from the concert and is asking for a refund.
We was scammed because 10 o'clock we were there, no R. Kelly, 11 o'clock no R. Kelly, 12 o'clock no R. Kelly, 12:45 no R. Kelly, 1 o'clock here comes an impersonator.
She saw the same performer in a restaurant early this morning.
When you tried to approach him for pictures, the two guys that was with him also stated no pictures, put your devices away, no pictures. They blocked from taking pictures. It just was not right.
We reached out to the party's promoter, Cedric Johnson, who told KNOE that he will be giving refunds. He also says, quote, "I'm sorry, I got duped." We asked if the performer was in fact R. Kelly, and he declined to comment. In Monroe, Jeremy Pierre, KNOE 8 News.
Okay, dude, this is even worse than I thought.
Dude.
He looked like a mix between Jules Santana and like R. Kelly, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hold up. So, dude, I ain't never seen nobody wear a hoodie and then put the hat on top of the hoodie.
Yeah, sunglasses on.
The girl said she saw about to eat earlier.
Dude, at Waffle House.
Well, didn't you just,
Nope. No pictures.
Dude, but it was all people, and it was a dude birthday party. It says Sam's birthday bash.
Yeah,
like he was hot like that. Like, I just get R. Kelly come through my birthday
right.
party.
Or somebody probably told him, "Hey man, I got the hookup. I know I can get R. Kelly to perform at your shit."
Straight up, like
he ain't know that.
Hey, like, how the conversation go though, man? Hey, what up, Chris?
I can tell you how the conversation went afterwards. He said probably called the people. "Hey man, I thought y'all said y'all gonna give me R. Kelly." And then nigga probably was like, "No, yeah, that was Raymond though."
Raymond Kelly.
Yeah, Raymond Kelly. I mean, I was in upper tripping. Yeah, I don't think R. Kelly wouldn't did that shit for what we did it for. I mean, we did it for a good price, 20 grand. That's good, man, you know?
But yeah, that's a hookup, ain't it?
Right, that's a hookup. Raymond, hey, he supposed to got an album coming out this summer. He got this mixtape. We finna put it on Facebook with the money that y'all just gave us at 20 grand that we just made off y'all.
To drop it. Ted, what's going on, brother?
Ain't shit, trying to outlast this fucking hurricane weather that's outside.
Yeah, it was like a tsunami out there.
Dude, it's still blowing super hard.
It's the wind blowing, but it's like it can't make up its mind. Like it's gloomy as fuck, and then you turn around, get in your car, and then the sun's shining, and then you as you driving.
But I'm saying the wind still blowing hard.
Oh hell yeah,
yeah. Man, I saw this old lady wig, it blew off. I tried to catch it, but it blew past my hands. I'm like, well, yep, you gonna be bald headed for the rest of the day, man.
Bald headed in church.
Yeah.
What's crazy is though is that this weather is. Ain't gonna be no better. It's supposed to be a bad winter, almanac wise.
For real?
Yeah.
You can expect that though, because our the last two winters been hella light.
Yeah. Like I barely wore a coat, like a real coat.
Yeah, yeah. The last two winters.
Well, man, let's get into some more topics, man. This Trinidad James thing, man. What you do?
What do you say? The South runs
everything. New York rappers ain't shit. You
said?
Know.
Did he actually say they ain't shit?
They got a video.
Did he say it was like shit? I thought
he was like basically like New York rappers don't support, people don't support them. The South been running this, you know, New York, you don't even support their own artists. Most of these New York rappers is whack. They want to be shut down.
He said they sound like, they're trying to sound like South rappers.
So then, you know, of course, the big bully, Mano, came after him.
I was talking about his team.
Mano said,
catch him tripping. Like,
Mano said, if I catch you tripping in New York for real, then Trinidad James was like, fuck you, I'll see you if I see you.
He said, Trinidad James was like, if you got a problem with it, don't talk that shit on Twitter. Hit my line.
But this
he said, Trinidad James was talking about Mano trying to kill him. But Mano was like, I'm not trying to kill you, I'm just trying to strap you down to an orthodontist chair. Talking about his teeth.
Damn. But the fucked up thing is, Mano really do beat up people, though. So it's not like he did Twitter talking
but
shit.
But that's the thing, though, with me. I don't know the Mano like that. But I do know, like, guys like Trinidad James, you know, people might look at him like, oh, man, this nigga ain't going to do shit.
But he's kind of a tall dude, ain't
he? Yeah, I'm saying, like, I don't think, but man,
and I heard he could hoop, too.
I don't know about that.
No, they was, a track star hoop with him. He showed a video of him. Duke could hoop, like, for real hoop.
Straight up.
Like, a hoop. Like, I'm talking about poking and stuff.
Nah.
Dead serious. Dead ass serious.
I got to see that.
Trinidad James can ball.
I got to see that, man.
He can ball, can't he? But he can ball, though.
I still got to see that.
I mean, he like 6'4 or something, though. 6'5.
I've seen a lot of 6'4, 6'5 people that can dunk, but they can't play ball, though.
He can ball, though. He was balling, though. Like, for real. Like, dude, you would have never believed this dude could ball like that.
Daryl's trying his hardest to convince us. Okay. But we're not really, like,
Trackstar had a video of him because he's with him.
Yeah, I'm going to go on Trackstar page and check it out. But nah, I'm just saying, I think Trinidad James can hold his own against Mano in like a fist fight.
You think so? What?
Yeah, I think
Mano did 10 years in jail, too.
What that mean? I done got into a fight with people from jail. I think he was in jail before. Did
for
jail
10
time.
Years?
Not 10 years, though.
Is that not 10 years,
not
though?
Not 10 years. You said, what? Oh, man. Whoa.
I don't know about that. That's allegedly.
Whoa.
reminiscence commenting on other shit. Come on. Right. We ain't not.
Whoa, easy. Mano,
we did not say that.
We sure didn't. I said I think Trinidad James can hold his own. Not saying he might not. I'm going to say his chances of beating Mano up, I'm going to give him a 40% chance.
Here go to Trinidad James hooping right here. It's only 24 seconds, though, this little thing.
That's still cool.
Here you go, hooping right here.
All right, yeah, he can play a little bit.
If that Trinidad James, yeah, he can play a little bit.
That's him?
I don't know, that could just be a nigga with a wig on.
Somebody said Nick. Is that his real name?
Maybe that's his real name.
Nick James. No, I'm saying whoever that is, they're balling.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. It's other videos of him, too, because that's not the one Trackstar had, though. When Trackstar had it, he was poking.
Okay. Well, nah, that's cool.
Yeah, but what y'all think about his comments, though?
I think
what he said about New York rappers.
I'm not sure. I didn't really get to hear everything that he said, but I think some people get
it. I agree with it.
You agree with it, Rim?
Yeah.
You believe the sovereign?
That was the first thing I thought about was what Rim was saying.
No, I agree with it, though. I think it's the wrong person saying it, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes I think some things are better off not even said though, okay, the South right now, I'm gonna say this, it's a lot of people that even including here in St. Louis, they try to sound like people from Atlanta, but then, you know, that's why I always wish the people who actually do their own thing, man, like I say, Tep Hole, right, I'll be wishing those type of guys get some recognition, but I mean, with that being said, I guess Trinidad James is right, you know, because. The South is like the focal point of hip hop. Everybody, a lot of people do try to sound like the South, but then you get that's why I say, man, you got guy. The only way to stand out is to, for real, be different. Then you get like Kendrick Lamar. Like, he really does not sound like, you know, anybody else that's out.
He's West Coast.
Yeah, that's why you get a lot of guys saying they're going, oh, yeah, we're going to blow up. And then you hear they shit and it all sound like, it's not like T.I. You be like, dude, it's already a T.I. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I think a lot of
like who started that stutter rap? Was that Future?
What?
Time out. Have you all heard Future's new song called Shit?
Shut up.
It's called Shit. But he going at
Rich Homie Quan.
Rich Homie Quan.
Rich
Homie Quan was basically saying that Future's took his style. Like he
This is what happened. People were saying, well, Rich Homie Quan. That he took Future style or whatever.
But when Rich Homie Quan in jail,
but they don't even sound like he don't even.
Yes, they do sound alike. Rich Homie Quan and Future. It was one song.
They all sound nothing like to be done.
His first song, dude. I thought it was Future. Promise to God,
hit my baby for the pipe
away.
That don't sound like Future. That nigga sound like Cash Out to me. That's who that sound like to me.
Nah, dude.
That little sing songy and then the little ad libs at the end. Dude, Future sound like dude. We need to play Shit for Raw now. You can't understand
anything he said.
Literally nothing. The beat's dope, but literally he got the famous rim. You ain't got no hoes. You ain't fuck shit. Like it's literally
We definitely heard that. I ain't heard it. You heard it.
Hey, no, I heard that shit. But when he actually starts rapping, is he sound like a You ever had a mechanic get mad at what you do to your car?
Yeah.
That's what he sounds like. I think I want to do that, but I'm gonna do it. And like literally, this is what it sounds like. It's like, right, cigarette in this mouth. You put one hand on a motherfucking carburetor. Like that's what it sounds. That's exactly what it sounds like.
Well, I know Rich Homie Quan had he did his Future on a track recently. He did a track and he was like some. Like he straight said his name. He called Future out. Well, I know Future did an interview where they asked him like you know, a lot of people say Rich Homie Quan. You know, a sound like you or whatever. Do you agree with that? Future talked around. He answered it without answering. He was like, "Well, you know, I just do me, and you know, it's only one me type thing."
Right.
You know, so he didn't necessarily diss Rich Homie Quan, but he did diss him by saying like, "You know, it's only one." We say it's only one me. But like Michael Jordan saying it's only one me, and you know, he probably talking about Kobe. You know. So yeah, Future. I know he said something like in that. Reference to Rich Homie Quan, and Quan came back with a little diss.
I know, garbage.
Like, it's certain time people.
Y'all know on Raw No, we have Trinidad Dame's diss. So,
to who?
Raw No.
Who he dissing?
He dissing like a whole bunch of people.
Well, can we at least we gonna put that the Future diss on here?
You all want to put that on?
Let's go ahead and add it, man. We gonna add that Future diss. Yeah,
we'll add that one to Raw No. But let's keep it going. So y'all think Mano? You think Trinidad James can get with Mano?
I said 40% chance.
Okay.
So 60-40.
60-40.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but do you think that Mano gonna run up on him though? If you see him?
No, I think Mano actually right now. I think he calmed down a whole lot from where he was.
Like if he saw him at the day after that, he said them comments. You think he?
I think he would definitely approach Trinidad James. But I think Trinidad James. I don't think he would have backed. No, he type of dude who I can see backing down. As much as people joke about him, I think Trinidad James is a real dude. Yeah. Like for real, I think he's a real dude.
He's really scrappy.
Yeah, I'm sure he went back down if Mano walked up to him. You know, he a regular nigga. Like he a nigga. So like, you know, shoot, a nigga walk up to you talking crazy. I don't care who you are. You walk up to me talking crazy. Like I'ma hold my own. I'm not backing down. I can assure you of that. So that's the same thing with Trinidad James, man.
This is my thing though with the whole Trinidad James comments. I think it's exactly right with what he said, but it'd be like J.R. Smith talking about
LeBron or Kobe.
Yeah, and he ain't really. He got one season where he did straight.
I would even say lower. I would even say lower than J.R. Smith.
You said lower than J.R. Smith. Yeah. Okay, so who had one?
No. It wouldn't even.
Jeremy Lin or somebody.
It's not even
even lower than that.
Because Jeremy Lin's he's starts and stuff. Yeah.
I would give him it's more like who's a real good. It's more like what's the dude
Iguodala.
The 40-year-old dude that be it's like Kirk Thomas talking about the game of basketball and how his team be running shit.
Right.
You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
Okay, yeah, because he's talking about the team of Atlanta.
Right, and he's like, you know, like let's say he played for Kirk Thomas played for the Celtics and now he like, yeah. Everybody trying to be like the Celtics and go trying to
get these rings.
Trying to get these rings and mob up and you know get a team stack their teams like we did first, you know. And everybody trying to do what we did. They trying to play like
fuck
us.
The Bulls.
They took our playbooks.
For the Lakers.
Fuck Kobe too.
Right.
When that nigga get out of his injury, fuck him too.
Man, I hope.
But I think he was the wrong person to be saying it.
That's all that was. Sometimes you got certain people.
Because if T.I. said that, people might be a little bit upset, but they'd be like...
People would be offended.
But like, it wouldn't be as much, I think, because people like, Trinidad, you only got one fucking song.
If T.I. came out, because, New Yorkers, I'm going to say that, are some of the most prideful people ever. So even if T.I. even said, T.I. the South run...
But would people be as mad? You think people would be
if
as
he
mad?
Said it in New York?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's like somebody coming in your neighborhood like, hey, man, we run y'all motherfucking neighborhood. Y'all ain't going to do shit. Like, that's exactly what it's like. Like, flat out.
But is New York some punks, though, for letting them ride out, getting out of that city?
You can't say that because I've heard instances where people have came here. Like, when Zab Judah was fighting in St. Louis, I heard New Yorkers here saying that, And this is what I heard from first person said they was there in the hallway, and people from New York was like, "Oh, y'all ain't shit." You know what I'm saying? St. Louis ain't shit. Like Bailey's blatantly saying it, and they didn't get beat up.
But on stage?
No. This.
But I'm talking about on stage though.
No, even on stage, like depending.
People would have got mad. You know, St. Louis, they didn't ran Tupac up out of St. Louis.
Yeah, but depending on Tupac performed at Wash U. He wouldn't say some shit like that. He wouldn't have got ranked. So depending on where you are,
saying, and who can get to you.
Yeah. Depending on now, if you go like
he was saying that shit at the ambassador.
No. I'm saying like something like that. Like yeah, he was saying at the ambassador.
How
but
about
like
the law,
yeah, oh, the, law. The law. So Trinidad James, depending on where, I'm not sure the type of crowd
he was
he's
in Brooklyn.
Around. That still don't mean that. Like when you say St. Louis, you think of St. Louis. You don't think like watch you. That's in St. Louis. So, but yeah, I think Trinidad James maybe where he was. Wasn't the right spot for him to get his
but
ass.
But also, you have to keep in mind the type of people that follow Trinidad James. Like, from my understanding, like
a lot of hipsters, right?
Like a lot of hipsters. So that's not necessarily the type of niggas that would be like it. To me, when I think of hipsters, I think of the more Washu-ish sort of situation. Yeah. So and it, all them niggas might not be from New York. Like if it was think about it. If it was a whole bunch of college niggas there from around the country, you know, going to NYU and all the rest of that stuff, going to see Trinidad James. He's like, yeah, you know, the South is on the map. We killing New York right now. You know, no. But to be fair, Trinidad James did kind of give a pay homage. I don't want to say pay homage.
Yeah, he did. No, he said he fucked with Troy Ave. He said I fuck with Jada Kiss.
He was like, basically.
He said, like, Action Bronson.
I grew up on New York music. He said, basically, I grew up looking up to New York. He said, and for a while, New York was running the airwaves. Like, everything you turned on, you had the woo, and everybody was trying to sound like New York. He was like, now it's basically our turn. Everybody trying to sound like us. He was like, we got on the map. He's like, it's not a lie. He said, y'all got New York niggas that are trying to sound like South niggas, and people would recognize
French Montana.
Yeah. So, now from what Daryl was saying, Daryl,
That nigga went up to Hot 90.
No, he did it at a concert, though.
Yeah, but with the way it was just, I haven't heard it, so I don't know, but the way it was just explained by Teddy, like, it seemed like he's telling the truth, but like you say, it maybe it shouldn't have came from him. Maybe it shouldn't have came from him.
But in his tweets after that, when people got mad at him, he started saying, like, fuck people and stuff like that.
Like, he was tweeting that shit.
No. He didn't say all that shit Teddy said at the show.
Yeah, but then
he went
tweeting.
Off more, though. When his tweets don't, people start coming at him, though.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, you know, hey. Tweeting is one of the safest forms of
communication.
I tell you, hey. What's his name? Pimp C. Realest quote alive. He said, niggas talk shit in a safe place.
Yeah. Yeah. He said, when he won't see it to me, when he see me in my face. Yeah, that's real. Man, before we go to break, man, the mayor in Toronto on crack rock, man.
I thought that was already established.
We talked about that though before it blew up. Remember we talked about that.
Right. That he was being
but now
investigated.
But he admitted it, and then he went into court though. Like, so you ain't did crack? You ain't never did crack? You ain't never did anything wrong in your life?
Hey, Bill, you was at the party I was
straight
with.
Up.
Dude, you he started going in on other people. Hey, talking about other people that was like other officials. Like, didn't you sleep with Katie last week? And like going in.
Well, you know
during
what?
His court case.
They need to do a song about him too. Yo, dude. Mayor on crack, Rob. Not my mayor. Yo,
no, they need to remix Tom Ford. Rob Ford.
Oh.
Rob Ford.
Yeah.
Dude, that's embarrassing. That's the biggest city in Canada. That's like the mayor of New York being on crack.
Drizzy, Drake.
Dude. I the funnier part about this whole thing with the Rob Ford thing is the fact that he's still fucking mayor.
Yeah. He admitted it, too, by saying, like, you know, yeah, I did it. A
couple
you know?
Rocks yeah. down there. That you I casually do it.
He said that.
Yeah.
So tell me, are there drug laws like our drug laws, though? Like, no. are they that
they're,
harsh?
They're sharp. I mean, maybe not for marijuana, but I know for sure cocaine is harsher. Cocaine is illegal in every country.
Crack.
Even worse, crack.
Crack. Like, dude, you a mayor.
He wasn't even doing coke.
He did it, too. He was like, yeah.
He ain't even doing cocaine.
I'm a G.
I'm a G. I did some crack with some niggas. Because you know it's on video, right?
Yeah.
They got it on video.
Of him saying that?
No, of him smoking the crack. Yeah. But it ain't been released, though. It's only in the court case. People that's only in court can see it right now.
Shit. We'll be like, yeah, okay, it was some good shit. That's why I blacked the fuck out after I smoked it.
I bought it for everybody.
Yeah.
I used the check I got from the
You know, tell it on the judge. He's like, you see that dude in the in that blazer? Yep, That's Senator Bill. That's Senator Bill Collins. Yeah, I know you can just see his arm, but trust me, I wouldn't lie about that.
But I just think with the smoking of the crack at the Rock, he's taking full ownage of, like, he owns it.
You know, his percentage went up of his favorability too,
because he took ownership of the
his,
crack.
His approval went up on 5%.
It's shit like this. What's funny is that.
Is this some shit that'll change up some shit,
though?
No.
It's not necessarily that. I think because of the way that politicians are always viewed, like, you know, you got to be perfect. You know, like, you know, they can go around kissing babies, and, you know, and that's the ideal type of person. But this kind of...
He's like the Chris Farley.
It kind of makes him human. He's like, okay, nigga, at least you admitted to it. You know what I mean? It's like if you find out that Charlie Dooley smoked weed, you know what I mean? Yeah. You'd be like, yeah, okay, he a nigga. I'm cool with that.
Crack, though,
I mean, it's crack. It's crack.
But, like, this nigga in there high on crack signing bills.
It is a big, like, I done been around people and they smoke weed, and maybe the weed smoke might get, and I smell the weed smoke. But smoking, you can't smoke no crack. Like, that's more
and
serious.
And go to work.
Yeah.
And so was he doing that? Was he smoking crack at the job?
No. But the thing is, though, it's good, but it's a two-tone thing, though, because some people are functional cocaine and crack addicts, though.
Right.
They functional. They can do regular shit you would never know.
But, like, when people are deciding to vote for this guy, and that thought of him smoking crack comes into play, like, oh, you actually sitting there like, let me see. Oh, yeah, he did. Okay, he smoked crack.
But he did pass that. He did pass that bill legalizing weed.
I go ahead and vote for him, man. Cause he admitted
to
it.
He do rock a football jersey.
Dude, he has on a straight football jersey, and it looked like he pointed at somebody like, "Yes, I smoke crack. Now do it again."
Yeah, I do look like you said. It look like you're gonna do it again.
I smoke crack, and I'll do it again if given the chance. Now, where's the pussy?
Dude, the crack, mayor on crack. Dude, and the fucked up part is people trying to compare this to Marion Barry, two different things. Marion Barry got caught up because he's trying to get some pussy and smoke the crack.
Yeah, he was trying to snort the crack off the pussy.
Have y'all ever seen the tape?
When they walked in there?
The full tape.
Nah, I didn't see the whole thing.
No, the full thing, though, because the chick was baiting him. She, like, you know, like, he was like, dang, girl, you looking good. You know, like, trying to get some. And she's like, go on, hit this. He's like, man, for what? I'm trying to get some, like, basically, like, I'm trying to get some pussy. And she was like, no, go ahead and hit it real quick. Come on, man. He's like, well, you hit it first, though, and then, you know, I'll hit it after you. No, go ahead. I'm going to go to the bathroom and everything. And he was like, all right, fuck it. So he hit it, and then that's when the cops came in, like, 10 seconds later. That's when he said, bitch, you set me up, because he was like, you told me to hit it because I was trying to hit you.
Right.
It wasn't like he was on crack. He was, like, trying to fuck the chick. And did some dumb shit to try to fuck the chick.
Well, you a crackhead forever now.
Yeah, he's like, damn, bitch, you set me up. And he looked dead. He was mad.
Hey, he was mad, he motherfucker.
Like, bitch, you set me up.
I'm gonna look at that tape again.
But we gonna get ready to go to break. We gonna get ready to come back with Raw and Gnaw. We got some dope Raw and Gnaws this time. Some dope ones. Oh, A Streets is back with a love song.
Yeah. Yes.
Love track for y'all. We'll be back. Straight out low cash.
Yo, Fred Nick up in this motherfucker. Billy J up in this motherfucker. Yancey boy up in this motherfucker. Yo, hey yo, don't talk, we ain't listening. Don't need no lights, chain listening. One listen, you hook the fisherman. It's over once we apply pressure, man. So breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. Pressure, I'm raining hits on top of the world. My brain is sick. I'm out this world. You took my dick up out this world. I'm finna take a piss. My wrist is dusting out this world. You can see me from another galaxy. Gotta be real flashy for that to be possible. But in my world, the impossible is possible. Tell them like Dilla told them, take you straight to the hospital. When I feel the beat with all of my soul, feel the street with my songs, with my feet on the road. Call the Beatles rubber soul. Cause I'm stunting, yeah, I'm stunting. I be stunting, I'm on the road. Why you frontin', you just frontin'? Cause your status level low, level zero. And my flow, the baddest number O and E, mofo. Cut our sleeves off, cause our whole team on slow. You just mad cause you had to put your dream on. Then you think, how could you be so cold? Every time you see my delicious vinyl team logo, fly the pressure with my scarf face.
Don't talk, we ain't listening. Yes. Don't need no lights, chain listening. One listen, you hook the fisherman. It's over once we apply pressure, man. So breathe in, breathe out, breathe in,
Breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. Apply the pressure, man. Man, I try to tell them that this ain't regular rhetoric. I've been over aggressive, them niggas under competitive. Talking a whole lot of nothing in the discussion. As soon as I said it, it served the same purpose as said it is. They so simple and repetitive, need to get edited. They know I'm at them, they like, man, who let this nigga in? My chain glisten, but main listen. Me being here was never a lame mission. Been going against the grain since I was sending dames and lane switching, checking chains. Moving the power forward, play my position. Everything you been itching to get it, yo, listen and fix. I got life in the palm of my hand, I'm pitching the bid. And I can't be the antidote, I'm leaving these niggas sick. Like I thought he quit, nigga you wish, I'm on my shit. Shit, and Illa told me tell them niggas shit.
Don't talk, we ain't listening. Don't need no lights, change listening. One listen, you hook, the fisherman. It's over once we apply pressure, man. So, breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Apply the pressure, man.
Boss man on deck, I can write raps, rip tracks, and sign your check. I'm a pillar of respect, nigga, who you gon' tell? I deliver like Dilla, got the rover from Burpardale. I'm sorry you niggas fell off, view from the bleachers. And now them boys special, need more time with the teachers. Like, please, can you teach us? Sit your ass down. I come from an era where we just beat up the class clown. Get in or get down, I catch you in class later. My name is Frank Nip, but you call me the curator, motherfuckers.
Don't talk, we ain't listening. Don't need no lights, change listening. One listen, you hook the fisherman. It's over once we apply pressure, man. So breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Apply the pressure, man.
Why bees throw it up? We up in the spot, all the fine bees showing up, showing out. Girl, we got them dollars and we throw it out. If you ain't gon' respect the gangster, you can walk about, walk it out. Or you can put your hands in the sky. Motherfucker looking cool, you can put them up high. Reach for the sky, a good day to die hard. And we see you haters, that's why my niggas will stand guard. And we gon' bring it real out of you. That's the only thing a respectable player's gotta do, is keep giving you that rough, rugged raw. Make your neck snap back like a slap to your jaw. And we unthaw in the California sunshine. And your jaw hurts, that's what I call a punchline. And if you got a problem how we play, you can go and ask the DJ for a replay, nigga.
Go and ask the DJ for a replay. Go and ask the DJ for a replay. Go and ask the DJ for a replay. Go and ask the DJ for a replay.
Cause we fly and we soar in the sky like an eagle. Why these on smash, moving fast, we might need you. If you having any problems hearing what we say, you can
go and ask the DJ for a replay.
I'm from the lineage of dirt doers. Transform that to hip hop earth mover. Wrote it in the heart of the ghetto and touched hearts across the world. That's another level, so we never settle. Cash me out, advanced thinkers. You don't even know the half we bout. Halfway to the show with a half to blow. Prepping backstage with another half to go. These rap cats pose like a fashion show. It's no real in them, so we don't deal with them. Honestly, I'm surprised you kind of still living. Whatever, you'll never affect my cheddar. My only dream is the fam get checks together. Right. Now the snakes congregating get checked together. Right. Talking bad on the staff, respect them never. No. So when you see them in the spot, request my record. Go!
Go and ask the DJ for a replay. Go and ask the DJ for a replay. Go and ask the DJ for a replay. Go and ask the DJ for a replay.
Cause we fly and we soar in the sky like an eagle. Why these on smash, moving fast, we might leave you. If you having any problems hearing what we say, you can
go and ask the DJ for a replay.
Came back stronger on my second deal. Came a long way with my rapping skills. I can spit a bar a second when I'm in a car practice, and I'ma cause a car accident. I don't got the will writing on my pad, cause this line is ill. Ice back to the road, ice back to my goal. My raps on my phone, I wrote stacks full of gold. Ask that shorty you know, named Christy Blow. Every Tuesday she give me the love below. That's cause I'm a motherfucking K-I-N-G. I'm a real MC and you A-I-N-T. You ground level and you wish that you could stay high with me. So when you look in the sky, you know what you gon' see. I-L-L-A-S-P-A-C-E. Jason, if you wanna take another hit and get John Blaze, you can go and ask the DJ for a replay.
Go and ask the DJ for a replay. Go and ask the DJ for a replay. Go and ask the DJ for a replay. Go and ask the DJ for a replay.
We fly and we soar in the sky like an eagle. YB's on smash, moving fast, we might leave you. If you having any problems hearing what we say, you can
go and ask the DJ for a replay.
Turn me up a little louder. Get it crunk, yeah. Let's get a route up.
Go and ask the DJ for a replay. Go and ask the DJ for a replay. Go and ask the DJ for a replay. Go and ask the DJ for a replay.
Look, we fly and we soar in the sky like an eagle. YB's on smash, moving fast, we might lead you. If you having any problems hearing what we say, you can
go and ask the DJ for a replay.
Oh my. Welcome back. Stroud, Lil Cash. We are back. We
in
are
this
back.
Thing.
Yeah, we bitch, are. You set me up.
Bitch, you set me up.
Bitch, you set me up.
Crack. What if somebody took me? What if somebody took
Bitch, you set me up.
What if somebody took Marion Barry's voice and made that the hook?
Bitch, you set me up.
Just take a hit.
Bitch, you set me up.
Just take a hit.
Bitch, you set me up.
I'm trying to fuck though.
Bitch, you set me up.
I'm trying to fuck though.
Bitch, you set me
up. I'm trying to.
Somebody gonna take that, dog.
You have the right to remain silent. You have the right to remain silent.
Hey, somebody gonna take that from us, man. Bitch, you set me up.
Bitch, you set me up. Just hit it.
Just hit it. Bitch, you set me up.
We need to make that before somebody take that shit from us, though.
Yeah. Bitch, you Rim, set
come
me
up.
Up.
We need to come up with a B for us, Rim. Come up with a B for us, though. Bitch, you set me up. And Rob Ford.
Right. Yeah, no, we got
smoking
the bitch,
crack.
Bitch, you set me up. I think that'll set us off. That Rob Ford will be our second
single. On the crack album, yeah, we didn't do a whole bunch of crack songs.
Crack album. The crack album.
Joey Crack. We have all kind of features, though. Joey Crack.
The crack album.
Ghostface Killer Fish Scale. You know what I'm saying? We have all the features. Anybody that talk about drugs, they saw them, though. We'll have them on there.
Set me up.
That'd be our first single, though.
I'm
bitch, you set me up.
Bitch, you set me up.
Stroud Low Cash Records.
Bitch, I'm trying to fuck.
Bitch,
you set me up. Bitch, I'm trying to fuck. All right,
first one on Raw Now is from a hometown cat, Lottie. Medellin is the name of the song. He's just a producer before.
I rhyme.
No, rhyme.
It's called Medellin.
Medellin.
So like it's not Medallion.
Oh, shit. I thought that was
Medellin. Did I fuck that up? Or
No. I don't know. But it doesn't look like Medellin, like Colombia.
Yeah.
That's what I thought he was talking about, like, you know, like some drug shit. You know, like
these
I'm
niggas
like,
is from Texas, though.
But
see, we've been checking it out.
But Lardy's from here though, St. Louis though. So here we go.
Yeah, man, get money, man. Ice, like Ice game up the park, man. We ain't faking down here neither, man. Let them know what it is, man. Gold cop, man. You sit on Gator, man. You see what it is, man. Black chair, man. It's the life, man. Till I die, man. Blood money, man. You know what it is, man. All we do is flex, man. Stretch and flex. You know what it is. Get it, man.
Get
it, man.
Quit playing.
That yayo
light.
Yayo
world.
It's your boy.
Yeah.
Medellin on deck. Whip stretch, new tits. Cranberry tits. Sit by itself, smoke blitz. Are we doing stretching flicks?
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 Medellin on deck. Whip stretch, new tits. Sit by itself, smoke this.
Are we doing stretching flicks?
Are we doing stretching flicks?
Are we doing stretching flicks?
Are we doing stretching
flicks? Sit up, sit up, lift up, break up. Make your pick up, bleed no hiccup. Sip your syrup, roll up, flick up. Sprinkle Molly in your liquor. Trip up and you fuck your trip up. Trip up and you fuck your liquor. Took a loss, make your flip up. Made it back, thank your bishop. Real niggas never give up. Stacks, paper, fill your crib up. Stacks, ready for the stick up. Be prepared to murder, nigga. Hard pin, trigger, finger. My niggas, gorillas. Pop, blow, grill, zettas, nori, agus. And they from
Medellin on deck. Whip stretch, new tits.
rim cut off.
Steve Francis.
Shit. That dude like Steve Francis.
I was going to say Casey from Casey and JoJo.
No, he looked way more like Steve Francis.
Oh, that's horrible.
Oh, that was horrible. And that song was horrible, too.
Yeah, we're going
to get it. I'm one with a no.
Yeah. I'm going to go with a no on this.
Yeah, I know you, Lottie. I know you, man.
He got some good stuff.
He does. He got some good beats, too.
It's back to the Trinidad James thing. It's like taking the same cadence from the South Cats.
But they is South, though. I mean, that's Texas. I don't know.
He from here. He from St. Louis.
Was that Lottie rapping?
That was Lottie. Yeah.
I ain't never seen that.
Not to say because you're from St.
Louis. You know Lottie on the track? Yeah, that's him.
I'm going to say this, though. Not to say because you're from St. Louis, you got to rap a certain way. But I'm going to say this. Their rap style, that little holler. Like, that's played out. Like, it is. Too many people done it already. I've heard, like,
it's at like least thousands.
Yeah, there's a point.
No, seriously, thousands.
I just say, bring, be yourself on there. Not saying that you ain't yourself, but that rap style has been overused. It's the true religions of the rap world. Everybody wears them. Everybody using them.
Cause the joint could have been dope.
Yeah, it could have.
The beat was dope. Yeah. I like the beat.
Medellin is the name of the song. All right, next up we got that dude back. The same one that sang. What was the song you sang before?
This shit here, dude.
But what was the song you sang before? I've not watched
on
this.
On the
room.
Flow.
This is hilarious.
I did it on purpose.
His name is like JJ Ice or something.
Yeah,
I've
like been JJ Ice's name.
Too. I've been posting like all this.
He's got multiple songs. You found his YouTube page. Yeah. Is that the one you sent me?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is called The Rawest of Them All.
No, but what was the song you did before though? What we had on Raw?
Nobody knows because he.
On YouTube, they got
something about Jagger.
Oh, because he made up his own song.
Yeah, he just wrote that.
The cover.
Nah. This ain't a cover either. He just took the beat.
Oh, I thought he'd repeat.
Wait till he popped these lyrics.
Oh,
boy.
Okay. So the name of the song we don't know.
It's called The Rawest of Them All.
But it's from JJ. What JJ? Who?
It's like JJ Ice or some
shit. JJ Ice back again. Though, yeah. Let's get it.
Yo, what's happening, everybody, man?
Sorry, stop the beat.
The sniffles.
That nigga said the sniffles.
I'm gonna go ahead and sing this song right. It's called The Rawest. I wrote it, but you finna listen, now pay attention.
You got his confidence.
Yeah.
Man, this is my shit right here, though.
I thought it was at the mall too.
Ooh, you can't fuck with this. Ooh, I'm the goat of shit. Ooh, come here and watch the shit. Ooh, come look at this. Nobody else can do what I do in this bitch. I'm coming at him like I motherfucking ran this bitch. Ain't got nothing on this earth around this bitch. I'm the coldest nigga that ever landed on this bitch. If you think I'm crazy, I guess I am, but you sick. Sick of your mind, you don't think my words are fucking slick. Sick leaking into your mind while I rhyme. It's about that time that I shine. Ooh,
all right, I'm
down.
Day
up in the house.
Oh, he can't be serious though. I don't think he's serious.
Yes, he is. Yeah. You on his YouTube page?
He got hell.
Nah, hey, look. I'm saying he wanted. I promise the guy. He's somebody who can keep a straight face without laughing and make people believe he's serious.
He can't.
He cracked on the on the last one that I saw. What was the one? What song did he do, man? He got his own song he did. And, like, he blatantly cracked. Like, he can keep a straight face up. But dude was like, he's like, yeah, I'm going to do this one. And he was like, yeah. You know, he straight laughed a little bit. So this dude, he know that shit sound crazy. In which it does, but like,
he said, which it does.
It's still entertaining though. Like, yeah, you know, we're gonna watch this shit. I know I watch a few of his videos, yeah, but yeah, it's funny though.
Super weird, dude.
Yeah, he definitely a weird guy. He's definitely a weird guy. All
right, you got everybody
100 voices.
100?
No, I can't fuck with it.
Nah. You ain't fucking with it.
Mm-mm.
Ram?
No.
All right, next up, we got Big D. Money Motivated.
I'm just about to hit the streets. You get what I'm saying? From all this stuff, man. I got current events dropping. The homie Big D right here. It's a big push right now. It ain't no.
You been said fuck Big City, my nigga.
Nigga, fuck
you, nigga.
SF Tracks, baby.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Y'all know what it is, man. For real. I'm money motivated, man. I'm money motivated,
chasing
man.
Chasing after this paper.
You dig?
Niggas ain't loyal. These niggas fake. Money on time. Never second late.
Uh-huh.
Money on my mind. Gotta chase it, can't wait.
Yeah.
Gotta do what I do. I'm money motivated. Niggas ain't loyal. These niggas fake. Money on
time.
Never second late.
Yeah.
Money on my mind. Gotta chase it, can't wait.
Yeah.
Gotta do what I do. I'm money motivated.
Money comes and money goes. Get aggressive with that money, let that money know that you want it bad. Hurry up and give it fast. Money got you styled on it.
Alright, yeah, go ahead and cut it out.
Alright, so before we comment on this, explain to everybody Raw and Gnaw for some of my new listeners that may have came.
Oh yeah, Raw or Gnaw, pretty much the term, the phrase of this is become famous here on Strata Locash. It's actually from, you know, when you were younger. Most of us were born in the 80s. Even we have some, you know, late 70s babies here, pretty much 80s babies. But as our parents took a chance and, you know, went raw, you know, that Raw was good because we're here. If it wasn't for Raw, if you know us, I think that'd be pretty bad. So if our father, if our mothers ever offered our father a condom back then during that time, he would have been like, no, you know what I'm saying? No, either Raw or no, I'm not doing it. You know, so Raw is good, or it's the head, or is the middle, some get a little head. No, that's just pretty much saying no. I'm not. I don't want to do it either Raw or no. So yeah, that's where it comes from.
And,
raw
and
or no.
And with this one, you got a Raw no.
I got to give this one a pretty much a no.
Yeah, I'm going to no.
You say niggas ain't loyal, these niggas fake. Ain't that a Rick Ross line anyway?
I think so.
Niggas ain't loyal. Either way, just this whole concept. My whole thing, guys, is if you're going to do hip-hop, you're going to do any type of music, at least be somewhat creative. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. Try to go as left field as possible. If it's something that we've seen before, I've seen two guys in a car before and showing money. I've seen that billions of times on a record. This video so far is no different than anything I've ever seen before. At all. So,
Rim?
This is a very good example of no.
Yeah.
A good example.
Yeah.
Tip? I'm going with Nana to go ahead and finish it all out. All right, next up, we got A Streets with his new love song. He got a love song for the ladies. It's called No Strings Attached. And if everybody knows A Streets, he has a little bit different way of rapping. Also, a different way of coming like, across
the ground. Is it aggressive? Is he aggressive?
Very aggressive.
Okay.
Very aggressive and damn near rapish music. If you kind of like rapish music.
He also likes chicken Alfredo and salad.
Yes, yeah. He does. All right, next up, A Streets' his new song, No Strings Attached.
I ain't look for no relationships, just want a girl like a relations with. Baby, can we do it like this? No strings attached. If I fuck on the first night, and you let go, you're mad. No strings attached. Baby, can we do it like this? No strings attached. If I fuck on the first night, and you let go, you're mad. Don't get mad. No strings attached. She said she can't leave me alone. That That's why she keep calling my phone. Yeah, that's her right now, keep calling my phone. I met you at the club. She signed her cell phone in my face to see if I look good. Love at first sight. I
come on, dog. This thing got his pants. Think it's sagging that bad.
We was both already trying. She got on top of me like it was on a bottom bud. All I wanna do is but no, that's not all you want. I look for no
a lot of clothes burning.
That ship already sunk. Now I'm on my player.
Yeah, yeah, it's cold now. He can't do it all the time. All right, yeah, I'm done with this. That was his new love song. Yeah. No strings attached.
A lot of clothes burning.
Two things I have about A Streets, period. Number one, how does he find all these girls? This is a low self-esteem, a lot of low self-esteem little girls that don't have
like
no daddies.
Live on the same block.
All the same
he
girls?
Just not going to do it. Your turn. You want to be in video You're, number four?
Because right. He's had at least, he has 55 songs on his YouTube page with different chicks in them. So there's 55 little girls out there that's around 20, 21.
Hey, Facebook works magic, man. You
think so?
Fuck yeah. If you hit a... Clean chicks up.
You
yeah.
put up a thing like, hey,
like you'll be in my video. Yeah. Just check my YouTube.
And you know I blew up last business. You saw I got 5 million views on the on World Star.
Yeah. Well, I'm going with a complete nah
going
on that
nah
shit.
Too. I'm going to nah as well. What about you, Teddy? Mm. I'm going with nah. I do like some of A Street's other music though.
No.
What's the one song?
One Nighter.
Yes, One Nighter is it. That's it. That is it. Don't wipe.
Which is
the
exactly
only one.
What this song is
it
too.
It's exactly the same song, but I like the lyrics a little bit more.
Okay.
Though. I felt his depth.
You one night.
I felt H Street's depth in the One Nighter.
One Nighter. You don't wipe her. You just one night her.
One night her. Yeah. I was like, you know what? Sometimes I do H Street. You went straight to what I was feeling though.
Man after my own heart. Just one nighter.
All right. This next one is actually Trinidad James's diss song.
Uh-oh.
It's called Liars, and it's Liars spelled out L-I. A A R S, and it's all you know, caps. Also, it's would be acronyms. Yeah, acronyms. So I don't know what the liars mean, or the liar part means.
Who can guess what it means?
Shit, I'm trying to put the letters together myself.
A new look in gummies.
Maybe he says it. I haven't listened.
I know I sound crazy. You are not finna talk to me crazy. Now one of y'all. Trust me, because I really don't give a damn. Alright, so I'm crazy, yes I am. So I'm crazy, yes I am. Give a f- no I don't give a f- no I don't. So I'm crazy, yes I am. So I'm crazy, yes I am. Give a f- no I don't give a f- no I don't. They say I'm going crazy, I know I'm going crazy. They say I'm going crazy, but I don't give a f- they say I'm going crazy. Try me, I almost hit him in the God said spare him, now we best of friends. On hot 97, trying to crank the ain't no God for Charlemagne if he try me again. Ain't no love for that's acting like my friend. Just because I dap you, that don't mean we friends. Never hold your tongue, get it off your chest. Cause if you hold your tongue, you gon' get depressed. And when this shit get real, yes it will, who you standing with? And if you keep them yes men around you, they gon' damage you. I just speak the truth, yes my can you handle it? I'm a prophet in the booth, missing tooth, yes I'm spitting shit. Giving you the clues and the news, check my channel B. They selling you some lies, you confused, can you handle it? Can you handle it? Can you handle it? They're telling you some lies, you confused. Can you handle it? So I'm crazy, yes I am. So I'm crazy, yes I
All
am.
Right.
Give no, I don't give a.
Yeah, Trinidad James is a one-hit wonder, you folks.
Surprise.
He's definitely a one-hit wonder.
It was kind of ludicrous.
Kinda like the kind of style?
Yeah.
Yeah, the beat day kind of like.
What'd you think, Javon?
I'm going to give it an or.
Really?
Yeah.
What made you give it an or?
I mean, it wasn't that bad to me.
Really?
It wasn't hard, like it was, okay, but this is definitely one of the bottom barrel disses that I've heard. It was
because he dissed like Peter Rosenberg from High 97, and then he dissed Charlamagne. So
yeah,
far.
But that's why I'm giving him an or, because with him saying this stuff, I believe him. You know what I'm saying? Like I do believe that I believe he will fight Charlamagne. I do. That's why I was kind of surprised when they said Charlamagne went in on him.
on the radio show. But yeah, I think if they was out here,
Charlamagne's not a big dude though.
I think Trinidad James would fight Charlamagne.
You think he'd beat him up?
I think he would fight him. I'm not sure if he. I ain't gonna say just win. I would give.
What's the percentage?
I'm gonna give Trinidad the 60-40
over
Charlamagne. Yeah,
I agree with that. Charlamagne's on like 5-5 or 4-5-4 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Next up. Well, no, we you Teddy.
I think we agree with Javon on this one. Actually,
going to war.
Yeah, not necessarily because of the song. I think had we not covered the topic beforehand, I wouldn't have the interest. But because I was trying to figure out like who else he was gonna talk about, and like I didn't know he had beef with all these people, so my interest is peaked because I want to see who else he was talking about.
Right. So you would want to hear the rest of the season.
Yeah.
Rim.
No.
Okay, there it is. Next up, we have Jhené Aiko, fine ass, featuring Childish Gambino. She fine too, boy. That's if y'all remember, just to give y'all future reference, if y'all remember the group, it was this group called Dame. They came out back in maybe 2000, 2001. That was on TUG with the rapist dude. What's the dude I was raping all them immature cats? Christos.
Yeah.
They was on Christos label.
Yeah.
Her older sister was in that group, Dame.
I don't remember.
But she was one of them. Remember the group Girl? That I don't know if y'all remember that group. That TGG. Yeah, she was in that group too. Her older sister was.
Yeah.
This her little sister.
Okay.
Let's check them out.
Jhené Aiko is her name though. She's pretty bad too. Fine.
So you ready to do this bed,
eh? I think so.
Yeah. Yeah. This new album's pretty straight, too.
And I wonder if he's come out with anything lately.
Yeah, his album's coming out next month.
Oh, okay.
Get this makeup. Gotta do my hair, gotta put on makeup. Gotta act like I care about this fake stuff straight up. What a waste of my day. If I had it my way, I'd roll out of bed, say, about 2:30 midday. Hit the blunt, then hit you up to come over to my place. You show up right away. We make love and then we fuck.
That wasn't us, though.
I'd roll out of bed, say, about 2:30 midday. Hit the blunt, then hit you up to come over to my place. You show up right away. We make love and then we fuck, and then you give me my space. Hey, what I am trying to say is the love is ours to make. So
all right, fast forward up. You can't see Charles Gambino. I've heard the album. It's pretty nice.
I think that's really important. Let's get faded.
No, it's still running.
And I think Charles Mew is actually one of the most slept on artists.
It's not love, but it's pretty close. Hot fudge and a little smoke. I didn't mean it means nothing to you. Hands locked on my black couch with nothing to do. Can't stop on cloud 20. Buried in the drugs, but the feels keep coming. Finally stopped crying, but your nose still running. Hell, wipe it on my shirt. I'm asleep. You tell me that you wanna do it big. I love it when you say, guess what? Reading stories to some other nigga kid. And I wonder why I'm all messed up. Cause we gotta be responsible sometimes. Be a class act, never mind my alumni. I don't wanna be around a baby so dumb high that I don't see the beauty of a mama on inside. Curled up with my head on your chest is the best remedy for the pain and the stress. If the world doesn't change, then we'll never get dressed. It'll be like this to the kiss of the death of my soul. Bowl of the blue dream, no, not a good team. One soul, two halves. No joke, who laughs? Just us.
Just us, just us.
All right. Let's go to Rim first.
I think that's pretty dope.
You going Raw?
Yeah, I do Raw.
All right, Teddy.
Mm-hmm.
Raw. Javon.
I give it a Raw.
I'm gonna go to Raw myself as well. It's a cool little song though. You know what I'm saying?
Smooth.
Yeah, smooth, chilled out. Mm-hmm. All right.
And Donald came with the
with the chill verse. Yeah, wasn't nothing nothing major. Was just something real chill. All right. Next up, we had a Cypher spoof. This is sent in from one of our listeners. I forgot which one it was. Oh, man, I think it's Ronald Johnson. He sent the Cypher in. You seen
he's done these a couple. He did one last year.
Y'all see? Oh, really?
Yeah, if this is the same dude, what's his name?
Oh, no, this is one of our listeners. I think it's Ronald Johnson. He sent it in to us.
Okay, this might not be the dude I'm thinking about.
But this is the BT Cypher spoof.
Yeah, we did one, too.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know the one y'all did. But they, I think they actually spoofing the artist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The actual artist. Because that looked like it's Miley Cyrus in the back, too. And no.
Bang, bang. We got Miley Cyrus. From the 206 Seattle, my man Macklemore.
Why is he got a
roll? Let's do it with Ryan Lewis.
With no shirt.
And all the way from Compton, we got Kendrick Lamar. Let's get it. Hey, yo.
Yeah, that's
DJ Count, drop that beat.
Now, rarely would I collab on a record with these dudes, cause I be making the music that y'all fall asleep to. Lyrical NyQuil, welcome to my world. Yeah. Light skin's in my complexion like a white girl. Yeah, I'm talking white chicks, wingings, one wax strip on my eyebrows, no shaving. Throwing money up, making rain, no saving. Rocking lip gloss, too light skin to be slaving. Just to set it straight, the gay rumors is ridiculous. Drake the type of nigga, ask my homie if he ticklish. Looking like my whole ward. Drove from Ross, dressed for last. Hey yo, your boy is a fucking mess. Making songs about her, I could never be the one. She said she could never love me, I look too much like a thumb. Kendrick's verse was cute and fun, nigga, no, I'm not the one. Kendrick had his moment for life. I rhyme about serious stuff and use clothes. People stay judging my threads like, dude, what made you choose those? Is that a bad bro? Is you a homo? Nah, bro, it's a kimono and I promise I like hoes. Yo, I'm rapping so fast that you can't understand me, but saying real shit so I'm winning a Grammy. Like it or not, I'm at the top. Even the brothers got trophies, they hear me. So all of my black fans, get out of your seats and wave your hands. Wait a minute, where you at? Hello, black fans?
Oh.
I know Ellen DeGeneres. I'm from Seattle.
Son of a bitch. Turn it. You had both parents growing up.
He said you had both parents growing up. Shut the fuck up.
Itsy-bitsy spider.
No.
Up the wall.
No.
Y'all can't keep keeping. Shot his lights out, baby. P, I'm a G. Don't question my ancestry. I am from the tribe of Jeep Grand Cherokee. Well, you cannot catch up because I'm 10 steps ahead of you. I'm black as a trash bag. I look like the predator. I'm a robber, I'm a thief. Wearing tidy whitey briefs. Man, your girl's coochie far. You can call me Chief Queef. And I'm only 17, but I chill it in the ghetto. Bouncing on a pogo, shooting at the popo. Munching on an ego while I play with my Legos. Bang, bang.
Take off that trash bag jacket. You look ridiculous. And braid them eyebrows.
Yeah.
Your teeth too white, nigga.
Yeah, he played Waka Flocka last time.
Hold on, so Miley Cyrus is not even rapping, or she just gonna dance?
She's hopping on all this.
On BET, they said fuck the rest of y'all, it's all about Kendrick this year.
It's a control part two. Y'all thought I was through. I got more bridges to burn than fuck a new hip dude. I got the game of hip hop shook and y'all don't know what to do. I'm dropping names like it's a class in school I don't wanna do. Y'all looking like Chris Bosh, suspect that shit. I shoot all y'all with best milk from Rick Ross tits. Miley Cyrus get it ass before twerking again. And if I see your tongue again, my nuts gon' be on your chin. Macklemore, old Zach Moore is licking his bitch. Worse than chocolate dropper, always rapping off beat and shit. Got the longest cypher verse, I'm a black leprechaun. But I ain't blacker than she keep the scary nigga K-Rhyme. Drizzy Drake's a bottom bitch, that's why he started from the bottom. Braid a little Wayne dreads while crying over Rihanna. Drake, the type of nigga play peekaboo with your daughter. Making eye contact with dudes while eating a big banana. Jay-Z, I need a reaper for the holy girl shit. J. Cole, stick the rap and most of the beats ain't shit.
Mr.
Instagram McNeil, stop screaming.
I'm gonna go with a no. I thought the Waka Flocka, not the Waka Flocka, the Chief Keef dude was, he should have stepped with the Itsy Bitsy Spider thing the whole time.
Well, he, like, I think he did, I swear he did that for a Waka Flocka.
But I'm saying, but it'd have been funny if he just did nursery rhymes for his whole rhyme. That would have been funny as hell, though. If he just went like humped and dumped and sat on the wall and just did, all he did was like nursery rhymes, that'd have been funny as fuck. But it was just okay. It was kind of corny to me, though. What'd you think?
Yeah, I gotta go. I gotta go with it. I'm gonna go with it now. Cause I mean, I ain't really, it wasn't really like no standout funny shit in there to me.
What about you, Teddy?
I'll give it a or.
Okay.
It was entertaining. I like the Kendrick Lamar
last. What about you, Rim?
Yeah, or.
Or. All right, I guess we're gonna put this Future song on. Future Shit. His name is on.
Yeah, it's called Shit.
Shit. Last minute entry to Raw. No. What? And it's shit with two eyes.
Yeah, I don't know if it's two eyes or not.
Oh, somebody's got the lyrics for us to read. Go to that
that's
one.
That's the actual. Go down.
Go to one with the lyrics.
That's the actual video.
Oh, he's got a music video for this shit? He had the audacity to come on the music video for a song called Shit.
103,000 views.
Damn.
Oh, the hood love this song. It's because of the beat.
Hey, up here. Nick Munt here to let you in on a little hunting secret.
Yeah, but you got to bump this room.
Oh, he need a video for it. Okay.
He do got a video.
Oh, you done went got all them guns and you ain't killed nobody yet. How many times you shot that motherfucker? Man? Ain't nobody propped up dead. Hey, that's how niggas murder. Shit, talking, bitchin', poppin', tag. Nigga, you ain't pop shit. Talking about a 100 bottles. Nigga, you ain't pop shit. All you talk down the clips. Nigga, you ain't shot shit. Spending money on these hoes. Nigga, you ain't pop shit. Talking about your popping shit. Nigga, you ain't pop shit. Talking about a 100 bottles. Nigga, you ain't rapping, pop nigga. Shit. All you talk down the clips. Shit. Nigga, you ain't shot shit. Spending money, only hoes, nigga, you ain't fuck shit. Ay. Shit. Bought a whole 100-pound red bottom shit. That's a quarter million on the head job, my nigga. Sticker. Fuck you and every nigga came with you. Fuck. Gonna put a nigga on the picture.
Fuck. Done, Rim. Turn this shit off. Turn this shit off. Turn this shit off. No. Something
out of this world, nigga. Wait.
I told you. I need to go to break. I can't.
No, you don't.
I can't do it.
You love it. You love that song.
Fuck that shit, man.
Yeah. Well,
we going to break.
On that note, guys, that's when I'm going to pretty much make my exit. I'm pretty much we all going to come to an agreement on this one. You don't even have to say it. You have to say it. Well. On that note,
we'll
I am.
Be back.
I know. Let me go ahead and get my exit because it's right here. I'm Javon Bibbs. Follow me on Twitter. I appreciate everyone. We won't be playing that song again on here. thank you all.
Get it and don't let go. Praises to the Most High, eyes are kind of set low. A man of many faces, I rock the crooked smile. Sensei took off my braces. Back on Stony Isle, we was on our own oasis. Mild sauce, hot tempers, cold cases. I ran to town not knowing it was racist. Standing on the deck to smoking aces. Grace is a wonderland. I seek the face of the son of man. A fatherless child that made it to the motherland. I think our body's raps really took me. A veteran in this game, I stay fresh like a rookie. When I was underground, they used to overlook me. Now flicks and book tours make it hard for them to book me. The presence of Ra, the essence of a star. Jewelry and a car, suggesting who we are. The blessings of Jah that come through us all. I'm seasoned, y'all, I never knew when to fall in the quicksand.
Since this man's been a shorty. Consolidate the dollars, go dumb, E40. Put pimping in your poetry, no sleeping with your jewelry off. And when you get your chance, slam dunk it, run a jewelry off. And I did that, me and my guys repping the city. And I hustle with no pity, they christened me Frank Nitty. And I took that and I ran with it, made a few stacks and some bands with it. But then I brought it home, a student must have teach his own. And I could never dream it could go from the Yancey's basement to me standing up on stages in front of some foreign faces. Get love in those foreign places like we from there. And oh yeah, they like where the dollar's at. I'm like, I'ma call you back and please let me clarify. Player, I'll be damn if I ever let the picture fade to black before I say goodbye. Spot you like you Spotify, Nitty make the song cry. I'ma let Illa sing his lullaby, quicksand.
Jay Dilla's little brother. I never be more than an insignificant other. I never be more than the video standing. But here I am still standing. When you haters try to leave me in the quicksand, left me outside the club with no wristband. Now I'm pissed off like I'm repping the Pistons. And I came all the way from fucking Michigan. That's when the shit hit the fan, then I moved back. Had to do my Stella, Stella had to get my groove back. Then I came up with a plan to put my shoes back on the ran hella, hella fast. Until I proved that I could do it while I'm swimming in the pool of sweat, blood and tears. My career, I had to keep pursuing that. And I could do that with my eyes closed, cause I know I'm fly. Always knew I
always knew.
What's up, man?
So we got a couple of articles and cases and everything to run through real quick before we get out of here. Family of kidnapped woman, they go after the motherfucker and then kill him. Like they found her. Like they was telling people like, hey, Craig got her or whoever it is.
Yeah.
They was like, no, they were like bullshitting and going through some stuff though with it and didn't do it right. So the family went to the spot where he was. They found her. She was beaten up, bruised badly and everything.
Yeah, it was the baby daddy.
It was the baby daddy, okay.
Yeah, he was like cutting on her and shit.
And so they went in there blazing on him and killed him.
Yep.
What you think? What do you think that was,
apparently sometimes you got to take the law into your own hands. You know?
He was still, when they came in, he was stabbing her.
Oh, really?
Yeah. When he
damn.
When they came in the door, he just started stabbing her.
Oh, he was started stabbing her because they came in the door.
Yeah.
Damn. Because where was this at? Louisiana, that's right. It was in Louisiana. Shreveport, right? No. Lennonville.
Dewson.
Yeah. Okay. There was some random areas in there. That's fucked up, though. Damn.
That's crazy, dude.
But the thing is, though, do you think that these people going to get off, though? The family that went
in? I think they did. Yeah.
They did.
Oh, they did get off.
Because I think they went to the police, and the police had to be missing for a certain amount of time.
Yes, 48 like hours, I think.
Yeah, and they were like, fuck that. And they figured out where she was. Wouldn't handle business.
But they still consider vigilantism, though, you know what I'm saying, to an extent. So yeah, why wouldn't they be prosecuted?
Because think about it, but he was stabbing her when they came in. Stabbing. So they could be like, dude, we saved her life. Like, yeah. you would fucking wait another 24 hours, she could have been dead.
Right. Okay. Dang. That's crazy, though. Think about it. Everybody was tooling up like, oh, we finna get this motherfucker right now.
Yeah, she had like 11 family members busting on this kid.
Yeah. Dude, that's love right there, though, boy. That's your family really riding for you right there.
Yeah.
I can't even front. That's some dope shit, though, to see his family take care of somebody like that. So what was the reason that he kidnapped her, though? Did they never went into that?
Dude, is crazy.
I guess they don't know either because they killed the motherfucker. So, and you probably could sleep still good at night though. You killed all night. Fuck it, you know. People have killed for less. All right. Next up, this one's gonna fuck you up though, Ted. This man goes to he gets pulled over, and they think he thinks someone's in his butt cheeks, so they get a warrant from the judge in the middle of the day to do a cavity search on him. So they go up in his ass, right? That's fucked up. So they ain't believe that was enough. They took him to that hospital, had him have an anal cavity enema. So he made him take a shit. Found no drugs. Then they made him do a colonoscopy. Go up in his ass again.
Does he have like a record or something?
No. It was an invalid warrant. It was like a legal warrant they did.
But why were they so?
They thought that he would have had something on him.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, but why would they do? Like, he has to have some sort of record. Like, it isn't gonna be no regular nigga driving down, and they gonna go through all. Because that's a lot of.
He was 54. Here it is. It says a New Mexico man is suing police for allegedly subjecting him to multiple digital penetrations and 3 enemas, among other shockingly massive medical procedures. All on an invalid warrant, all without finding any drugs, his lawyers claim. The lawsuit states that David Ecker, 54, spent more than 12 hours in custody last January at a police station and local hospital after being pulled over for a traffic violation, yet he is never charged, nor did authorities find illicit substances on him. Defendants acted completely outside of bounds of human decency by orchestrating a wholly I'm all fucked up.
Superfluous
shit. Physical body cavity searches performed by unethical medical professionals, states the lawsuit.
Unethical medical professionals? Damn. Yeah.
Damn. Says police in Deming, New Mexico, did not return multiple messages left by CNN. Damn.
That's crazy.
He said this is what the police said on their report. It says according to police affidavit, lawsuit detective said different officers pull over to Eckert's 1998 Brown Dodge pickup for properly stopping at a stop sign. After Eckert's pulled over, a Demi police officer said that he saw Eckert was avoiding eye contact with me. His left hand began to shake, and he stood erect with his legs together, the affidavit said. So they figured he had something because his legs wasn't straight. Like he was clenching his booty cheeks, basically.
Come on, son.
And they fucking...
So even after the first one, you couldn't tell that this nigga didn't have shit?
They was like... And my thing is, though, how much drugs you was going to get, though, about this enema? I mean, like...
3 enemas, dog. 3.
But I'm saying, like, how much drugs is going to be up in them you going to get out? You weren't going to get no keys?
I don't know. Didn't one time, like, a police find, like, 100 grams or some shit up in some dude's ass?
That's true. They did. Yeah, they did. But that's still not a lot. For real, 100 grams. I'm taking it back, but I mean, you already had him. Sent him through one.
Well, that's my point. That's what I'm saying. Like, he's already done all this. Like, what the fuck are you hoping to accomplish at this point?
Yeah, I'm not sure what the deal with that whole thing is though. But if he's right and all this shit is right, he's finna get paid.
Oh fuck yeah!
He's finna get paid. He's finna get super paid. All right. Next up, white man pretends to be white to win election.
Down in Texas.
Yeah.
he didn't pretend. A white man pretends to be black.
Black to be black. My bad. Yeah. White man pretends to be black to win an election, which is pretty funny, fucking funny that he did that. You know, David Wilson is white, but to win a seat of the Houston Community College Board Trustees, a district that is predominantly composed of African Americans, Wilson, a conservative punt, led voters believe he was black. According to the CBS affiliate, Wilson's direct mail campaign included a flyer with a smiling black faces, he says he found on the internet. Please vote for a friend and neighbor, Dave Wilson, the following text read. He just sent flyers out and shit though with black people on it. Like, oh shit, he must be black. That's a fucking great idea, actually.
It is.
He's fucking dumb smart.
Winning.
Yeah. Oh, he only won, but he won by just 26 votes, too. Damn.
I wonder where the black people that were actually running be like, do y'all know who this motherfucker is?
He's a Republican too, on that.
Exactly. Like, do y'all see him?
Actually, that's a fucking great idea, but what he did, that. It reminds me of Distinguished Gentleman.
I was just about to say, that's some Distinguished Gentleman shit,
though. And he went off the name recognition. Thomas Jefferson. I forgot he...
Johnson.
Johnson. Vote for Johnson. Nobody even knew who he was. He was just riding
joke around. For Thomas Jefferson.
Johnson. That was crazy though. That was crazy. That's a definitely crazy story there. But what do you think about this Richie Incognito? I call him Richie Incognito.
I mean,
so situation. We haven't been on for a minute, so you know people have been asking what we think about.
I don't know. I still don't know if I even know enough about the whole.
The whole situation.
I mean, it's back and forth. I mean, I know Incognito has
done some dumb shit.
Well, he's done some dumb shit. He's been recorded saying nigga a whole bunch of times, but I guess for me, it's hard to figure out where the line is drawn because he got brothers on the squad vouching for him. Like
that's my dude.
Well, yeah, but not only that, but like it's kind of necessary for the type of production that you need on the field, like you know, like especially in game time situations.
I think both of them wrong. I think both of them have fault. Incognito is Richie Incognito, but I think he's
a racist,
and not even just a racist, just this ignorant motherfucker. Period.
He a bully,
and I think Jonathan Martin is a bitch.
Yeah,
like straight up, man. Like, you going to let – because my thing is, though, you let this go on repeatedly for a long time because they've let out text messages where he going back and forth with him and shit.
Right, right. Well, that's what they said, that he was playing. But, I mean, apparently, like – the thing is, because of those text messages, you just don't know how – where the divide is. Like,
where's the line drawn in?
Well, yeah. Like, to me, it just seems like they – it seems like Martin may have had a small offense to it, but because, like – Incognito to me seems like a bully leader. You know what I mean?
And everybody else kind
of. He kind of follows around him, whatever, and they laugh when he be telling jokes and whatever. You know,
yeah, I know you're talking about.
You know what I mean? And so he used to getting up in people's face. And so, like, maybe with Jonathan Martin, he was doing that shit and Jonathan Martin didn't really like it, but Incognito started showing that, you know, that, hey, I'm trying to be cool with you. So he let it go on and he played back and forth, going back and forth with him. But I even heard that. I think Cognito said that, you know, Martin was talking about, bitch, I'll kill your family. I'll do this. You know, I don't know if that's the play side. I mean, you can't really determine tone from text. But to me, I feel like, I don't know, there had to be a moment where shit switched.
Yeah.
Like,
something flipped.
Like, yeah.
Or,
like,
or he, maybe he just didn't want to be there no more. Well, and use that as an excuse. I was wondering
if
that's
a possibility. That could be it, but I feel like they would have shown more evidence pointing to him not wanting to be there. You know what I mean? Like him talking, asking to get traded or something like that. Like, I feel like it would have came out. To me, this just seems like
so rushed.
Well, like, not so even just rushed, but like, I just feel like he said some shit that was completely inappropriate, maybe at the wrong time. Like, you know, like they're sitting there joking. He was like, yeah, and I'll fuck your nigger bitch mom. He's like, hold on, dog. Like, now's not the time. My mom's in the hospital. So fucking what? You know what I mean? Like, one of those situations. Like, I don't know.
What do you think about it, Rim, with the whole thing, with him saying the nigga word nigga and all that?
Yeah, that's one of the things. There's no excuse.
Yeah, I don't ride with him saying that. That's what I'm saying. He's wrong. But Jonathan Martin's a bitch-ass dude for not standing up for himself, too. Cause he
I think he was
home,
cool.
Because this is kind of
a grown man, too. Grown man.
This is the thing, though. This is kind of my kind of... Not hypothesis. I say hypothesis. Yeah, hypothesis of how it went down. He got upset about the shit. Went home, called his mama.
But
and then he flew out. Come home, baby.
But see,
just come home.
But the thing is, I don't think that is. My only thing is like they've been on the team for how long?
2 years.
Man, that's not the first time he done said that shit.
Right.
That's my whole
but
point.
But if you really was offended, you supposed to check him on it.
That's my point. But also, that's probably not the first time Richie's even said that. To just Martin, like, I guarantee you, he said that shit to the people that are vouching for him too.
I guarantee you that if they were offended, they'd run up on him.
You saying that he wouldn't have said that shit to them?
No. If they did, they would come to when they were cool. But if they were offended, they would have ran up on him. No, if he was so offended though, they would have ran up on him. Is what I'm saying. If the mother cats on the team, if they felt like they were offended, if he did say stuff like that to them, they would have ran up on him.
But them type of cats, they know who to say that to.
That's true, too. And they know who to bully.
There's no way I'm making that much money. I'm a grown man.
And I send y'all to Vegas.
Yeah, that's...
15 grand, y'all go to Vegas.
Yeah, I think it's something behind that, you know what I'm saying, for a grown man to get his feelings
I wonder if he
like
fucked
that.
His girlfriend or something, though. Something crazy like that.
Suppose
he did a deposition with the commissioner, but he still won't come out on the record and say what's going on.
I'm almost wondering, Martin, like, is anybody gay or something like this?
I was wondering some shit like that too, but I didn't want to go there though.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, for you just to quit the team and like, it's something else behind that.
I mean, I don't know. I think it just depends on the stressful situation too. Like, if he is a bully leader, that means the whole team's against you too. Every time you come to work.
Oh, you talking about Martin?
Yeah. And that's a stressful situation when you feel like you just can't, there's no sort of comfort or relaxation. Like, it's always a stressful situation when you go to work. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
So, we have to see what's going to unfold or what more comes out. I just feel like that's, it should have been addressed a long time ago if that was a problem. If this has been stemming for the last 2 years.
Yeah. Well, man, when we gonna end this episode of Stroud Lowcast, Teddy? You got anything? You know, any last thoughts? Anything before we go out? Before we go out, holla at tweet. Everybody, go to tweetaudio.com. Get your some headphones. 33% off. Put in the code SOLC. You get 33% off. Support our sponsors with that. Email us straightolc@gmail.com. Twitter straightolc. Rim, what's your Twitter?
DJ Reminis 10. All
right. And also hit up our Facebook fan page, Stroud Lowcast. Teddy, what's your Twitter that you don't use?
60 SECMARITHON. Also, make sure y'all go see
Best Man. Did you see it, Teddy?
Nah, I haven't seen it yet, but I'm just support.
Yeah, support some black films. I heard it's actually pretty good, though.
And 12 Years a Slave. I did see that.
I have not seen that yet.
Is it in regular theaters yet?
12 Years a Slave or Best Man?
12 Years a Slave, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like I'm reading the book now.
Yeah, I read the book in college, so the book is crazy. But we'll talk about that on the next Lando Cal, going into some stuff like that.
Cool.
Because people gave us some good suggestions, too, for Lando Cal.
Okay.
Good suggestions. They'll have, like, different segments and stuff, though, kind of how we do this show.
All right.
Yeah,
I'm with it.
Some good ideas, though, with that, though. We got Lando Cal's coming up. Rim, you got a mix show coming up for people to peep out?
Yeah, I got a couple new mixes I'm going to have to throw up.
Yeah, we got some mixes coming up. Javon's getting his show together. We have LeVar Walker. That's going to be his next Class Clowns coming December. That's going to be his guest on Laugh Now, Cry Later coming up soon. So we got some stuff coming up. So appreciate y'all keeping on listening. No, and we'll be back next week. Straight out of Lowcast.
Bye. Straight out of Lowcast.